You are listening to Lady Len and the Mysterious Mac by Rose Prendeville. Published by Eridani Press, 2023. Narrated by Leanne Walker. Chapter 1. Strathpeffer, Ross, 1727. Silas Mackenzie was used to people steering. They couldn't help themselves. Just like they couldn't help offering all their unsolicited advice. Like leaning too far over the edge of a cliff or taunting a feral boar, they slung their wisdom from 50 paces just to prove their bullock's worth. Much like Goliath in the Book of Samuel, Si was feared on account of his size, but he was also dismissed as simple and wild. From his first tutors and later professors at King's College, his fellow scholars whose jaws hung slack upon hearing any cogent rebuttal. And maybe they were right. At any rate, strangers recoiled, even as they itched with a moral duty to guide him. And now that he was back after 17 years away, even his own kin were as good as strangers. Yet another stranger was the lass who had run terrified from the kirk, escaping her own betrothal ceremony, drawn like a moth to his mother's grave. Each Mackenzie and Mackintosh present had an opinion on the matter. Si watched her through the doorway, whilst everyone else watched him. Wind rattled the eaves and benches creaked as they shifted restlessly, waiting for him to do something, but too afraid to say it for once. And why? Because this time there was nothing to be done? If he were silver-tongued like his father's steward, or even warmly commanding as the laird had been in his prime, before the ravages of war, before succession and political exile had gotten their talons in him, then perhaps he'd have stood a chance. But Si had never mastered the art of endearing himself, preferring instead to shrink into the background, and how well had that ever worked? So, there they were. The lass had taken one look at him and fled. Now everyone stared at him, buzzing with unvoiced counsel on how to play the part of laird and master and coax her back inside to command her obedience, when he had no business wedding the wee slip of a girl in the first place. Lord knew she'd end up in the ground right alongside where she was standing, because Silas Mackenzie broke everything he touched. If it hadn't been evident before her flight, she would surely work it out soon, as she studied the cross-shaped headstone of Iona Mackenzie. Blast and damnation. She was better off staying outside. He sat beside his father, taking up far too much space in the tiny pew. Like everything else, the benches were much smaller than he remembered. His knees kept banging into the back of the next row, and he was all angles and elbows, like the adolescent boy who had departed Ross so long ago. What was it about coming back to a place you left behind as a child that put you right back there, in time as well as space, making you feel more immature than you ever had back then? Outside, the skies darkened, ushering in damp air that set his father coughing. It sounded as though his ribs were rattling together like a pair of dice. He'd lived in the temperate climes of France far too long, and a fresh wave of guilt washed over Si. If he'd returned home sooner to take up the mantle of Kintail, the laird needn't have returned to the brisk Highland weather that seemed to be making his lungs work double time. Father Sinclair cleared his throat.
Perhaps we might continue the ceremony. Do we really need the bride for this part?
Si raked a hand through his hair and counted his exhale.
1, 2, 3.
But it came out as a growl that made the priest flinch. He wasn't wrong. Everything about this charade was based in tradition, and traditionally the bride was no more than an accessory at her own betrothal, and later her wedding, whether she wished to be involved or not. The rite was meant to be light-hearted and jovial. Then Mr. Mackintosh had insisted they hold it in the kirk with a priest. He hoped such pretence of officiousness could elevate his own status in the Chattan Confederation.
"She just needs a moment," the girl's mother whispered, stroking her husband's arm with a placating hand, as though they hadn't all been waiting half an hour.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?